This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
We did say earlier that we were going to talk about daily disappointments.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do I have a story for you?
Now, you haven't told me what this is off air, so this is going to be completely, I don't know what I'm in for.
Basically, I think it's funny in life because, you know, really small things can really just grind your gears.
Uh-huh.
Can really ruin a day.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's true.
So basically today, let me set the scene for you, Vicky.
Okay.
Today, I was going to get a sandwich. Lunch.
Sounds good so far.
Yes. And there's a particular sandwich that I love that comes from this particular sandwich shop and I'm very into it.
Okay. Yep.
Right? And so I was like, absolutely, 100%, I'm going to go get this specific chicken sandwich from this shop.
I was going to ask, what is it?
Chicken. And it's chicken. Fried chicken. It's a burger, I think, more than a sandwich.
Yeah. In the way that Americans call burgers sandwiches?
I'm not really sure in what way that is.
It seems to be a thing and it's weird and I don't quite understand it, but anyway.
No, it's more like an actual burger. Anywho, so I went to the place, I walk in, I'm so adamant, I'm like, hello. They're like, hello, what can we get for you? And I was like, I would love a chicken burger.
Yes.
And then the lady was like, I'm so sorry, but literally the chefs just told me we're out of chicken.
What?
Yes.
Wait, how can you? Okay. How can you be out of chicken?
It was genuinely
it's such
like
a base.
Midday, but they were out of specific like fried chicken, right?
So fry some more chicken.
Oh man. And so I'm even trying to relive it now is actually upsetting me to a point that I can't even like verbalize.
Yeah.
Really, truly just broke my heart,
mm-hmm.
right? Such a small, and really like there's a lot of things to complain about in the world and it's probably not high on the list of things that I should be complaining about.
Doesn't matter.
However,
you complain about whatever you want to
complain
about.
I was so adamant and set
on this,
right?
I get it.
And it genuinely took me about, I would say, 5 to 7 minutes.
Ooh, very precise.
Of just standing there being like, what else do I do?
Yeah, I get that.
What do I do now?
Yeah.
And the lady at the shop obviously thought I was like insane because I almost cried, I'm pretty sure.
Aw, Emily.
And it was just so hard to make the decision because I'd already made the decision in my mind.
Yeah, I get that. I went to go out for dinner with a friend the other night
mm-hmm.
and I was set on the place.
Yep.
Set. And it was one of those nights that they have like a special, so they only take walk-ins, you can't book.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew there'd be a wait. That's fine
mm-hmm.
because I knew it was just that kind of night.
Yeah.
So I got there and they were like, oh, yeah, it'll be about a 20-minute wait. You can put your name down, give us your phone number and we'll text you when there's a table available. It was mm-hmm. just the two of us. So I was like, yeah, that's fine. Like, it's not like we're waiting for a huge group of people. We'll just go down the street. We'll get a drink.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go back. It'll be fine. And then we went and got a drink and then we sat there for a while and then half an hour passed and I was like, what do you want to do? Do you want to go back or do you want to just go somewhere else? And my friend was like, maybe let's try somewhere else. And I'm glad we did because I never got the text.
Turns out it was not okay.
Yeah.
Turns out it was never going to be okay.
But I didn't get to eat. I had my heart set on this particular meal at this particular place
mm-hmm.
and I couldn't have it. And I got a similar meal at another place and it was good. I'm not going to, like, it was good.
But not the exact thing.
But it wasn't what I wanted.
Absolutely. I feel like that happens quite a lot. I think the problem is making a decision mm-hmm. is hard.
It really is.
So once you've made the decision, you're this is amazing. I finally made this decision. And then for the universe,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to blame it on the universe. For the universe.
Well, it's like when I back before I was cooking in my New Year's resolution, would order some food,
mm-hmm.
Which I definitely don't do anymore.
That was a lie.
Yes, it was. It was definitely a lie. It's definitely a lie.
Vicky could not look me in the eye while she said that sentence. Absolutely a lie.
And then you go onto the app and then it says that the place isn't available because for some reason they're just not delivering today.
Because it's 10 a.m. and I'm ordering a burger.
Hey, shush.
Look, that has happened to me before. Definitely. That I was like trying to order like proper like late night food at in the AM.
Mm.
Yeah, not ideal.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.